on a Thursday morning makes it time for K1 Car Talk. Opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungus or some of the crew from Dungus Family of Autos. Brad, back. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and if not, it ought to be.
It's Groundhog Day. I haven't heard. What did Punxsutawney Phil do today? Was there a shadow or not?
According to whatever's going on in Pennsylvania, we will not have 6 more weeks of winter.
Okay.
Pawhuska Pete, going on around here, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
You know. It's clearing now.
There you go.
So yeah. It depends on how the clouds were when the sun came up, I guess.
I guess you're right, yeah. Anyway,
that's good.
Opportunity
that's good,
for
man.
Us to...
A little more springtime.
I'm ready for spring. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm thinking most of us probably, we've had enough winter. Mm-hmm. We'll see. What's going on at the home of the 995 oil change?
Well, I just got back from a big convention. It was crazy. I went to NADA, which is one of the largest conventions in the world. Mm-hmm. It's a worldwide gathering of car dealers, and there was lots of stuff going on. I got to meet with the people from Ford and Toyota, our brands, and then, meet with a lot of other people from the industry. Heard just a lot of great speakers and programs. Mm-hmm. and lots of buzz about the same stuff we've been talking on the radio show that's coming from the car business.
Newly efficient engines and more technology.
Ride sharing, electric vehicles, bike sharing, self-driving cars. But, in the end of the day when I got back, I just you kind of take that away and you say, well, what really has changed? And there are pressures on us that are changing things, mm-hmm. and we talk about that a lot, but so much of it is still the same. It's about transportation and mobility and how we get around, and that's what the car business has always been around, mm-hmm. Since 1917, when NADA was formed. This is 100 years of this organization, and it's a special organization to me because my grandfather was the president of it in the 70s.
I had forgotten about that. Yeah, we talked about that a couple of years ago when the family call came in.
It was something he was really proud of, and he was very involved in NADA, and really it's a great way for dealers' voices to be heard. I mean, the manufacturers are these huge corporations, and we work with them, we embrace them. They're our partners in our business, but we're all a bunch of the vast majority of car dealers are small businesses in local communities. They're locally family owned businesses, and something over 75% still are in today's world. There are big corporations that are getting into the retail automotive business, but they really don't make up the fabric of the automotive industry in America.
NADA,
like places like Bartlesville, where these dealers are the part of the community and have been way back, and it's we're proud to be part of that legacy. And anyway, all this pressure's on us, but in the end, looking forward, I think it's going to be really gradual change, and we're going to it's something that we look to anticipate and try to embrace, and that's really what we talk about all the time, whether it's through the 995 oil changes or our transparency and how we sell cars, and just our involvement in the community. All those things are designed to help us with this change and to continue to drive us forward as a business and to connect to the community and what our customers need.
NADA is your professional organization. I'm sure there's a lot of best practices that are shared when you get together.
Yeah, and great workshops. I mean, in fact, that's really, there's a big convention with all the vendors that could ever want to sell anything to a car dealer. That's kind of daunting to me, frankly. Kind of hide my badge when I walk through there.
Oklahoma, oh, great,
we got dealer. sell. Yeah. No, but the workshops are awesome, and they really give us great insight into how to improve our businesses, what the customers expect, what's coming from different technology, because we've got to know that and mm-hmm. anticipate it. And there are a lot of changes coming. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Mark Fields from Ford was there. He gave a really interesting speech on how Ford visions their investments in mobility and ride sharing and stuff like that as mm-hmm. being a real, not just another business for Ford, because they manufacture and sell vehicles, right? But as a connection to that keeps them involved in all this as it changes and as time goes. We'll see where it leads. I mean, it's one of those things that is hard to predict. Mm-hmm. But certainly it's an exciting time and something that we look forward to is all this change.
Well, we're looking forward to whatever you incorporate into your business practices over the next 12 to 18 months. I'm sure that you'll pick and choose the best of what you feel was presented as best practices. And
we're going to try to, yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of that ongoing. I mean, what's nice is a lot of the stuff that we're already doing is what was confirmed. I mean, stuff like, you know, our VIP appointment program, both in sales and service, which, you know, we really have built our building our culture around that. Not to say we don't change oil if you don't have an appointment. I know a lot of people don't want to have it scheduled.
Well, that's
they
part
just
of Ford's brand.
And do it at their convenience, which mm-hmm. is great, and we want to be able to do that. But a lot of people also want to be able to do it and have it scheduled. And we really feel like selling cars, that's the way to go, because we can be ready for you when you come in. We can have a lot of your questions answered. So many people do, you know, their research online. I think the average consumer spends almost 20 hours before they even talk to anyone in the industry about their car mm-hmm. and what they might be looking at. So we want to be involved in that part of the process. And then when you're ready to buy, when you're ready to visit a dealership, we want that to be the best experience possible. And that, and we know your time is so important to you today. That's something that was over and over at the conference, how we've got to speed up our ability to process a car deal. And it's a challenge with all the regulations and paperwork that's involved and putting all the pieces together. But mm-hmm. certainly it's something we do every day, and we can speed that up, and we work on that all the time. And the VIP appointment process is really part of that, is being ready, having answered your questions to the best of our ability before you get there, to be able to do a car in under an hour, purchase a car in under an hour once mm-hmm. you get to the dealership, especially if you've already pretty much selected the vehicle. There may be a few choices left, but we can do it that quickly, and it really, I think it adds to people's satisfaction with the purchase and with the overall experience.
And that's something that I know you're continually surveying with, you know, hearing back from your customers. Somebody, you know, has a phone call, drops a postcard in the mail, text message, however you survey your customers, mm-hmm. their latest experience. You know, what do you think? How can we make it better?
We try to do that locally, and then the manufacturers do us. I mean, and sometimes we hear it's overdone. I'm sorry. If that's the case, you know, but we really encourage our people to and need you to turn in your surveys, because mm-hmm. it is the best input we can get. We want to hear from our customers, and so those are really important things. And a lot of times, frankly, it's the customers that have been coming to us the longest, that have the most experience with us, that don't fill out the surveys, and mm-hmm. that's probably unfortunate, because I'd really, they're the ones that can give us the best advice. Probably.
Yeah, they would be what I would consider your primary customer, your P1, whatever.
That's right, P1, VIPs.
There you go. But then you're also involved in the community. You're plugged into what's going on, you know, with people that happen to be your customers for that $9.95 oil change, for that little bit of body work because of whatever, a door ding or whatever, or for that brand new car.
Sure. And, you know, being involved is part of it. And we do get a lot of this from our employees, from our customers, neighbors, people out there in the community. We, you know, back to the beginning, almost 76 years ago, my grandfather came to Bartlesville, and you know, that was what he looked for, was how can we help? Can we connect to the community as a new business owner in a place like Bartlesville? That's an obvious good idea, you know, and connect and get to know you. But here we are doing it still 76 years later, and that, you know, so that relationship is really important. Mm-hmm. And it is something that we look to foster and develop with all the organizations in town. Right?
Well, and then you brought some friends along.
Yes, we did. We've got, as usual, we brought some people from out in the community. And this week we've got the folks from the Family Healthcare Clinic, who have an event coming up next week. And the Taste of Chocolate, which is right up my alley. I love a good sweet, and it's got to be the sweetest event. It's right around Thanksgiving every year. And we've got a couple people here. I'll let you introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
I'm Beth Rayburn, the honorary chair of the event this year with my husband, Dr. Michael Rayburn.
Welcome, Beth.
Thank you.
And I'm Patty Leach. I am the executive director of the organization that hosts that event, Family Healthcare Clinic.
All right. And so the event itself, let's get that out of the way, or we'll go over it again. But it's next Saturday on the 10th?
Friday.
Friday the 10th. I knew I had the date right, but Friday the 10th. Tell us about what's going to happen and what this Taste of Chocolate is all about.
Well, it's really all about supporting the clinic so that people who don't have insurance can get access to medical treatment. But it's going to be an amazing event, lots and lots of fun, in addition to that decadent chocolate buffet that will be the highlight of the evening. When people walk in, the Rayburns are going to be there to greet them and hand them a complimentary glass of champagne. In addition to that, they'll have opportunity to buy some Valentine heart lanyards that'll be used later in the evening as an activity that we call heads or tails. If you want details on that, you need to be there, but it's a very fun event, and there'll be a couple of those activities, and somebody will walk away with a very nice package basket of wine and cheese.
Okay.
And then we'll have another activity that's just a wine pull that people always seem to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then another one of the highlights of the evenings is what we call Martinis by McCoy, because it is sponsored by McCoy Jewelers right here in Bartlesville. And they've done that for us for several years now. We really appreciate their involvement. But what it means is that we will have 50 Martini glasses for sale, their signature glasses for sale. And folks can buy those for $45, which sounds like a lot, but it enters them into a very limited raffle for a $1,000 shopping spree at McCoy Jewelers.
Wow.
So they can fill that up with our signature chocolate martini, or they can fill it up with a pink lemon drop, or really any drink of their choice. And so that's really one of the highlights of our evening. And of course, then we'll have the chocolate buffet that opens up, and it's always amazing. That's provided by Ambrosia Creations. Melody Hughes right here in Bartlesville has done that for us for many years now, and anybody who's been to the event will tell you it is an incredible chocolate delight.
So how many years has this been going on?
I'll answer that one, Brad. And let me clarify, you said the event was before Thanksgiving, but you meant Valentine's Day.
Sorry.
So I don't want anybody to get confused.
Sure,
no problem. Well, this is my first year to serve as honorary chair along with my husband, Dr. Michael Rayburn. But A Taste of Chocolate has been enjoyed by the community in various and evolving venues since 2006.
Okay.
So this is actually the 12th year for the event.
Excellent. And, you know, this raises a lot of money for you guys, I hope. And, you know, what? Tell us about that, and how important is this to the mission of the clinic?
Well, that's an important question. Family Healthcare does receive some funding from United Way and
right.
private donations, but this is really our primary and premier event of the year. And United Way is an amazing partner with us. But what we gain from them and all the donations that people provide to them is about 33% of our budget. So as you can see,
it does really
it absolutely is important.
All right. And so with when you raise that money, what is the mission? So some people might not be familiar with the Family Healthcare Clinic. Let's talk about what you guys do and a little bit about the history of this. How did it get started?
Well, the mission statement is as follows. Family Healthcare Clinic is committed to providing quality, affordable, and accessible medical treatment, preventative and family health care, and health-based educational programs to any member of our community, regardless of their social or economic status.
So it's about access to actually doctors and nurses. You have doctors and nurses on staff,
absolutely.
I guess, that work with you, and you can actually go see a real doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this? How long has this been going on in Bartlesville?
Well, the clinic itself has actually been in existence since the early 1980s. However, originally, we were an organization that served just the health needs of women, especially reproductive health care type needs.
Right.
We also provided prenatal and parenting classes ongoing to pregnant teenagers and parenting teens in our community. But we had a major shift. We do it from another end. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. In 2010, the organization actually decided to expand our services, and now we provide general, low-cost health care to really anybody in the community, men, women, families, anybody that needs that because they're underinsured or they have no insurance at all, or maybe they have Medicaid coverage, we certainly are welcome to.
How does that work? If I say I don't know, I mean, I've got a little bit of this, that, I don't know what, I mean, because that, I think a lot of people are probably in that position.
Sure.
They maybe haven't been to a doctor in a while, they because of the cost, and not wanting to spend the money. And so, and I, how does it work? How do you, what is the, how do you figure out what they're going to pay and access that?
That is exactly the need that we're trying to fill in this community, Brad. People who put off going to a doctor because they feel like they can't afford it, or they wait until it's a really huge problem and they end up at an emergency room with a need that really isn't an emergency, or at least it wouldn't have been,
right,
if they had felt like they could have that need met when it should have been met much earlier. So they call our office at 336-4822, or they just walk in at 1820 West Hensley Boulevard, and we're going to ask them, all right, do you have Medicaid coverage? If they don't, we really help them find out how they could get that coverage if they're eligible for it.
So you'll try to connect them.
We're going to try to connect them if at all
possible. The support that's out there already.
If that's not something they want, or they're not eligible, then we ask them what their family household income is, and we have a sliding scale fee, and the majority of people, large majority of people, 90% probably of our patients, pay just $45 for a very thorough doctor's visit, whatever it is they need. We schedule the time that they need with that provider. They really get the care that they need. We have very low cost lab fees that we pass on to our patients, so they're really able to get the care that they need regardless of what it is, if it's cold, if it's allergies, but it, or if it's something chronic like diabetes or high blood pressure.
Are there any kinds of things you don't do, or that you know, I think that might be important for
some
people.
There are a few things that we don't do. For instance, we don't do children's immunizations. The health department pretty much has that covered,
okay,
so we refer to the health department for that. And if somebody came in and needed had a small cut, we can take care of them for that. But if they had a really major injury, we would probably refer
like a true emergency.
Yeah,
if
true emergency.
If you really needed emergency
mm-hmm,
room,
we would refer them to the emergency.
Broken bones, and
right,
or a serious injury. Of some
exactly,
kind.
Mm-hmm. But just about anything that an adult would go to their own doctor for, we are that doctor's office.
All right. What about children?
Children, we see children. We are not a primary care provider mm-hmm. for Medicaid for children, but we are happy to see children maybe who are, their parents are just a self-pay type mm-hmm. patient. We can still see them, even if they're Medicaid, we could still see them up to four times a month, and Medicaid will reimburse us for that.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, that's really interesting. And you know, you mentioned a little bit about your programs there. What, tell us, I mean, I think there are more, there's more to that.
Yes.
I mean, you have a lot of programs that you do that go beyond just seeing people. And you mentioned a little bit about that on the,
right.
So tell us about the other programs.
Well, as you say, the one we were just speaking about, we refer to that as our access to care program. But we have two other programs that kind of work in tandem with one another. Both of them are cancer prevention programs. One of them includes our free mammogram program for women who are uninsured or underinsured, but really still need to have that life-saving screening. And so they can come to us for their initial exam, and then we refer them to the diagnostic imaging, and we have worked in a cooperative relationship with them, and Dr. Rayburn has been at the helm of that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but that bill does not go to the patient. The bill then comes to us, and we pay for that mammogram screening for that woman who needs that. And if there is something suspicious that's discovered, then we also help them make sure that that's going to be covered as well, whatever it is from that step on. Then we have another program similar to it, but it also is not just mammograms, but also cervical cancer screening. And so for women, especially between the ages of 50 and 64, sometimes women in that age fall in a gap with other kinds of coverages. But we do that specialty of women ages 50 to 64, and sometimes younger and older, depending on their circumstances. But they can come to us, get a free mammogram and a free cervical cancer screening. So that's one program. We already talked about access to care. The third program that we provide is called Teen Pregnancy Prevention, and that's an educational program mm-hmm. that's based on a very values-based curriculum. We provide that to middle school-aged children, and it's actually a series of classes that is designed to help those students learn good decision-making skills, really good decision-making skills that apply to all areas of their life, even though this is based especially around sexuality and abstinence and that kind of thing. But it really is a values-based series that helps them to learn life skills, okay? Mm-hmm. So it provides them with information that is going to help them avoid the complications of teen parenting and, of course, the risks of sexually transmitted diseases, and then to also help them understand that for some people, early sexual activity can lead to some pretty negative emotional consequences as well.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a very important program.
It is.
And how do you access that program?
We've been working with the Dewey Schools since 2000, and we provide that to all the 8th grade students there, and we've also been working with the Nowata schools for almost that long, and so all of their 6th and 7th graders get 10 lessons worth of that information every year.
Awesome.
So all those students, a minimum of 10 lessons worth of information.
Well, and that reminds me of another event you guys have that supports that, or the Miles for Mammogram program.
Yep.
I want to go back to that, the boot scoot thing around the in Dewey, I think, on Heritage Days.
Yes.
And that now supports you guys.
Yes.
Has for years. So remind people of that. That's a race that you actually have.
Yes.
So if you're not into chocolate, or maybe you do the chocolate first, and then we start training for the race, because it gives you several months to get going on to run. It's just a 5K, I think. But and it is Miles for Mammograms. I see that your date for that is September 30th this year, so just get that word out.
Well, it's always the last Saturday of the month. It falls different dates each year, but that's the easiest way to remember. It's always the last Saturday.
All right. So back to next week. We've got on Friday the 10th at the Hillcrest Country Club. How would people get tickets if they want to or get more information about the event next week?
There are several ways people can make their reservations. People can call Family Healthcare Clinic directly at 336-4822 and tell us how many seats they'd like to reserve with a credit card at $75 each. Or they can just come by our facility at 1820 West Hensley Boulevard. It's right next to the National Guard Armory.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an opportunity to make reservations online, and they can do that by visiting FHC's website at www.familyhealthcareclinic.org. And they get on there, they click on the News and Events tab, and they'll find a link to help them make a secure payment transaction.
And there are sponsorship opportunities too, I assume, beyond the tickets. If you're feeling generous and want to get a whole table or something, what are there?
Yes,
what's
we do.
Left
we
there?
Still have sponsorship opportunities available. Whether you'd like a half a table, which would be 4 reservations, or whether you want a little higher level of 6 reservations, or our top reservation level would be 8 tables, and that is fulfilling a really great need for us at Family Health Care.
All that information's on the website, or
it's
give
all
them a call.
On the website.
Once again, what's the phone number?
918-336-4822.
And, you know, I guess everyone's probably wondering, well, after this evening, is there any chocolate left over, and what happens to that?
Oh, well, we take it to Dungeness and share it with those good people down there. That's what we do. Honestly, it's pretty rare that there's chocolate left over.
So
there's usually a little bit. And sometimes the committee will decide to provide to-go containers, and people, as they're going out the door, might decide that they want to pick up one of those.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun and very different from a lot of other events around here. And we have so many great events in Bartlesville. Anyway, this sounds like a good one. So if you're into chocolate and want to help the Family Health Care Clinic, next Friday, the 10th, a great event, the Taste of Chocolate. And thank you to Mrs. Rayburn here, Beth, and your husband for being the honorary chairs of this. And I know Michael has been involved in this for a long time, and it is a great thing. I mean, going back to just the mammogram thing and the preventing pregnancy, those are such important things. And expansion of your stuff is really made you relevant to everybody in the community, I think. And that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to say a special thank you to Beth and Mike Rayburn, because they really have stepped up. You know, they've taken time out of their day-to-day, out of their life, to help this important cause in the community. And I just want to say a big thank you to them.
Well, it's an honor for us to be involved. It's a great organization.
Honor for us to have you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For coming. And I really appreciate all that you guys do.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We'll certainly remind folks as well that this, you know, they can get their tickets and have a good time.
Yep.
And I'm sure if they simply, you know, had a conflict with that date, the clinic would simply take their donation as well.
There's so, always that opportunity, you know. There's so many events we can't go to the mall, and that, you know, this weekend we've got a couple that coming up that you may not be able to go to both, but great organizations out there to support. So just be sure to support all the organizations in Bartlesville.
Sure. And again, it hasn't been that many days ago, but again, if you were a donor to the United Way, thank you very much for your donation there as well.
Definitely. Appreciate everybody's support for everything going on in Bartlesville. That's one of the things, you know, we were talking before the show about how special Bartlesville is, because mm-hmm. we have great organizations like this that are really community-based, that, you know, local medical professionals got together, saw a need, and, you know, and I know you've got real doctors there that many of them may have been your doctor, I mean, over times, and now they're maybe semi-retired and out there wanting to do something to help people, and that's where it comes from. And, you know, Dr. Rayburn's very active and still working, but he's out there helping and has been, and it goes on and on, and you think of every organization in town has that, and Bartlesville is such a special place because it is a community-based support network, and we don't really rely on everybody else to help us. We tend to help ourselves and keep everybody you know, as best as we can up there and moving forward in our community.
Well, and people in your business, you know, are in, you know, supportive of organizations in town. I could mention others, but we're talking about, you know, mm-hmm. not just Family of Autos this morning, and you are involved in a lot of organizations. This one happens to be the one we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, well, I see it all the time, whether it's just in out in the community or in my employees, and, you know, when they need help and how they access different places in Bartlesville and understand that. And, you know, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or people like the Family Healthcare Clinic or the Westside Community Center or the YMCA or the Price Tower or OK Mozart or, you know, the list goes on and on and on, of course. But the truth is, you know, they're all important, and they all create that fabric in our community that make it really a special place to live.
I'll mention just one, just because it was our Facebook post this morning, Mardi Gras celebration, Fat Tuesday, but it'll happen tomorrow night. So
I'm having trouble explaining that. That is a great party. If you haven't been to the Mardi Gras in Bartlesville, it is wonderful. And so that's, when is that? It's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow evening.
39th annual.
Yeah, 39th annual. You do need to RSVP, 918-336-8275. But again, tickets are $60 each for most folks, but a $10 per ticket discount for military, police, fire, city and county employees, and school teachers.
And Martha's Task.
Benefits Martha's Task. So just one of the other events going on this month.
Fun event. Yeah, there's a lot of them. So get your calendar out and get them scheduled.
Sure. And speaking of scheduled, you can set up an appointment for that oil change. And
that's right. Just online, give us a call, 918-333-0900. We'll schedule an appointment for sales or service, or if you just want us to maybe value your car. We're buying cars all the time. We can tell you what your vehicle might be worth. We're always looking for to make you a great deal. So that's really what it's all about.
And of course, speaking of great deals, your inventory, I know, of course, it changes from day to day, but you can see just about everything online. You can go.
We work really hard to keep everything online. I know right now some of our pictures, we've fallen behind on taking actual pictures on the cars with vehicles turning really quick, but we're working to catch up on that. We try to have actual, you know, about 20 to 30 actual pictures of each car, new and used, especially the used, because they're so different. Each one is different. You know, if it happens to have a blemish, we want to have a picture of it out there for you so you can see it, and that makes your shopping online a lot more valuable, I think, and we certainly don't want to mislead anyone on anything.
No, and again, nearly all price ranges, whether it's the what we know as Price Road Auto, I know is more and more.
I mean, we've got one Chevy van for $900.
Okay.
I remember that, and then several cars between $1,000 and $2,000, some more between $2,000 and $5,000. So we really have a great selection there. But then we've got great value on vehicles. Many, you know, they're use trucks that might be $50,000.
Sure. So it's and Q-certified vehicles, and, of course, a lot of manufacturer-certified vehicles as well.
That's right.
Home of the 995 oil change. Make your telephone call for that appointment, 918-333-0900, or go online, dungeonschoice.com. And, again, buy your tickets for the Taste of Chocolate.
Taste of Chocolate, supporting Family Healthcare Clinic. What's that phone number again?
918-336-4822.
That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K22.